20 minutes just before 8, you're on Rise FM in 60 minutes. Thank you so much for joining us. You're on Multilingual Radio Station. Umkhacho othandayo, umkhacho ohamba phambili, Mpumalanga. Mpumalanga, Azishe. The Benin conversation we're having now is just after the declarations made by UNESCO, that the UNESCO member states declared the first Thursday of November as the International Day Against Violence and Bullying at School, including cyberbullying. This evening, we're joined by a clinical psychologist, Ubaba Moses Mkabela, to help us understand how much of an impact and effect does bullying tend to have on those who are young. Ubaba Moses, a very warm good evening to you. Thank you so much for affording us this opportunity.
Yes, and good evening to all the listeners, and good evening to you. How are you doing?
I'm very well, but I'm somewhat conflicted and worried ukuthi ibullying iyanyuka njalo, and you know, hlezi reporter lagle indaba zethu, particularly around our schools in the province of Mpumalanga. Maybe kindly talk us through around, you know, child bullying, and you know, what sort of impact or contributing factor seems to be driving bullying in our schools.
Yeah, I must say, first of all, that this problem of bullying is rising. If you are following the news, like you're in the media, you'll know that so far we have lost some children that have committed suicide due to bullying. So this is a really serious problem, because there are different types of bullying, as we have mentioned. There is a bullying whereby there will be beating. There is a bullying whereby kids will tease each other, calling each other by nasty names. There's a bullying, which we call cyberbullying, where people will say something bad on the media, like Facebook, social, Instagram, and so forth and so on. So I think the problem is growing, because as a clinical psychologist, we are seeing a lot of those kids that are referred to us that are showing signs of depression, anxiety, and some, they will come to see us with panic anxiety attacks to an extent that they panic, they don't even want to go to school. So the problem is really big. You know, other children, as I've said, they've resorted to taking their life and committing suicide. You can see with the problem is really big.
Yeah. You know, the problem is big when you search. I suppose you start seeing, you know, younger kids taking their life, particularly in the province of Mpumalanga. We've seen, you know, Elena who committed suicide just due to bullying. What sort of psychological damage does that do to, you know, Elena that leaves them, you know, wanting to take off, you know, their life?
Yeah, I think, first of all, if we look at the psychological impact of bullying, it makes a person to feel inferior. Like a person will lose self-confidence, you know. When constantly other people are bullying you, you tend to lose your self-confidence, and that makes you feel like you're good for nothing. As a result of that, you send with a lot of self-blame, guilty feelings for something that you didn't do anything wrong about it. And over and above, you end up with depressive symptoms where you feel sad most of the time. So you'll see those kids not liking to go to school. Some, they will even cry when you want them to go to school. So that's why you can see that there is a problem. And also, over and above, if you're at home, you'll observe your child like starting to, like, engaging in behaviors such as isolating, bed waiting, and other abnormal behavior. Mm. So all those things, they show you that there is a problem with this child, because some children cannot say that I'm depressed. They don't know the word depressed. Mm. However, you can read it from their behavior. Mm. You know, like others, that they will start becoming violent when they're at home. Mm. You know, and then you need to read between the lines. There's something wrong. Why this child suddenly so violent, so aggressive, doesn't want to sit with us, is forever irritable, tearful, you know, all those are the alarming signs to tell you that there is something wrong which is happening. And in the morning, when you're supposed to take this child to school, the child doesn't want to go to school. And then you need to know that something wrong is happening at school. And as a parent, you need to start doing something about it.
Mm. If you just joined us into the conversation, I'm talking to a clinical psychologist, Ubaba Moses Mkabela. He's helping us understand, you know, the global data released by UNESCO around cyberbullying and as well as just bullying at schools. Ubaba Mkabela, the global data released showed ukuthi there was an increase in bullying during the pandemic. Mhlambe, what could have been the cause there?
The cause is because there was too much isolation. So those kids, when they're isolated, they feel bored. And when they're feeling bored, now they go into internet. So that's why you'll see a rise in cyberbullying, because now they'll go into somebody's Facebook. They'll start now posting nasty messages, you know, or talk bad about another child. So most of the time, those children, they were isolated. And due to lockdown, we know that children, they like to play, to interact. You know, if you want to frustrate a child, you must refuse the child the chance to play, and then the child will be frustrated. Mm-hmm. So during that time, children, they were not allowed to go to school. They were not allowed to interact with their neighbors, their friends, like that. So they were isolated, and then that created a lot of anxiety, uncertainty, as well as depressive mood to them. So as a result, because of that, then they turn into bullying others through the social media. By so doing, they were getting some attention, even though it was a negative attention. But at least there was somebody who was noticing that this child is still here, is still with us, you know. So I think those were some of the contributing factors, you know, that resulted in an increase in the number of bullying, especially cyberbullying during lockdown.
Is there maybe research done to actually analyze whether if a child was bullied, how then do they tend to behave when they are old?
Well, I didn't peruse such research. So I, at the moment, I cannot really say which research was done by who. But perhaps it was done, because cyberbullying is a big problem. So I don't think there is a way that it was not done. So it's just that at the moment, I cannot say to you it was done by so and so, and the findings are such and such. But I think if you can check them on the net or on the scholars' website, probably you will get something to that effect.
Maybe let's talk around preventative methods. You know, what then becomes the role of the community, the parents, you know, even school teachers, because we understand that some of this bullying happens at school. You know, what sort of preventative methods then needs to be, you know, put in place to actually try and mitigate, you know, this bullying behavior?
Yeah, the most important thing is education. So from every family, I think it's important that the parents, they need to educate their children about bullying. They need to tell them that if somebody is saying such things to you, this is not okay. If somebody is doing this to you, it's not okay. If somebody is beating you, it's not okay. And then if somebody is writing negative comments about you, your image, or any other thing on your social media page, it could be your Facebook page or Instagram, it's not okay. And then those kids, they need to be equipped to know that they can report such incidences to their parents, to any significant other who is an adult. They can also report to their educators, their teachers at school. And also as a parent, to reassure your child that you are here for him or for her, and you are willing to listen. And as a parent, it's also important that at the end of the day, when you pick up your child from school, you need to sit down with the child and ask, how was your day? What are some of the things that you have experienced at school? What are the good and the bads that you experienced today? And you listen attentively as a parent. So I think it's more about being emotionally available to our children and to educate them about bullying, all sorts of bullying. They need to know this is wrong, and also to teach them that they are not supposed to do it to other people. In other words, they are not supposed to bully other children, because that is bad. So I think through massive education, then we'll be able to prevent this kind of behavior. And also to identify, especially at school as a teacher, you know, once you identify the child that you say this child is problematic, as a teacher, you need to call the parent and say, look, I have noticed that your child is not behaving okay in the class. Please take this child to a psychologist to assess, because these are the symptoms that something is wrong. I've told you that often children won't tell you that I'm depressed, but you see it through their behavior that something is wrong. Like children that are coming from homes where there is domestic violence, where there is a lot of aggression, then you'll see them at school. They are likely to translate that anger and aggression to other children. You know, they are likely to project their frustrations to other children by being bullying other children. So once you notice that there's a teacher, and then you need to call the parent and say, look, is there something happening at home which you think is contributing to this behavior? Please take this child to a psychologist so that this child can be helped. So I think if we intervene like that, and then we are likely to kind of mitigate in this problem, and the chances are we'll be able to win, and the bullying statistics is likely to start declining instead of rising.
Babu Mkabela, I really appreciate talking to you this evening. Siyabonga kakhulu isikhathi osiphe.
Yes, just to conclude that it's very important as a parent to always take care of that. Mm-hmm. And then also, if you want to get more information, you can consult my website, www.mosesmkabela.co.za, or you can check me on my Facebook, it's Moses Mkabela Clinical Psychologist. So, yeah, we wish everyone well, and please take care of yourself, especially the mental health is very, very important. And to all parents, be supportive and be there for your children. We thank you so much.
Really appreciate it. That was the clinical psychologist, Bob Moses Mkabela, talking to us here on Rise FM in 60 Minutes about bullying and just online bullying and bullying in schools. Really appreciate that necessary conversation.